I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we got a great show lined up for you this evening, and we're going to get right into the heart of the business this evening with a very popular item that we have used a couple times previously in ET Yoga, and that's the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And to give you a little bit of a preface on what that is, if you haven't heard it before, it's material that comes from Bashar. And Bashar is an Essasani, and Bashar has actually provided this meditation, which only takes about 6 minutes. And it is for the purpose of expanding your consciousness. And it came about as part of a workshop that he gave on channeling. And if you want the original, you can go to www.bishar.org and search there for the workshop on channeling, and it actually appears on side four. So what you're going to hear this evening is my version of that information. And this is something new on ET Yoga. We're going to ask now for the producers to cue in that XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond. Going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Now, as I was referencing to before we were disconnected, I wanted to present this at Christmas time as our gift to you. Hope you really got into that segment. And for those of you, speaking of Christmas, who would like a copy of that yourself or would like to give a copy at Christmas time to someone you love that could appreciate that kind of a material, you can find that at www.maxwellgreensight.com. That's the website that's called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And in the products available there, there is one called Extraterrestrial or XYZ Meditation. And it also includes much of the material that we're going to discuss tonight in terms of techniques. So that's at Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, as in Maxwell House Coffee, Maxwell Green, G-R-E-E-N, as in the color, MaxwellGreenSight.com. And I think the cost of that's $19.95. I'd also, again, like to give my appreciation and thanks to those people listening to ET Yoga, because you know, if you're listening to ET Yoga, obviously you're interested in some very advanced information. A lot of it comes from Bashar, Esasani, Pleiadian, Arcturian information, and a lot of information from the ancient yogis. If you're a new time viewer, background-wise, a lot of my stuff comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi, Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda. Now, about last week, we actually referenced information concerning some of the New Age kids, the violets, indigos, crystals, and in reference to that, there were two really strong suggestions made from some of the crystal kids to humanity, and one of them was the dolphin crop circle, and that's at Alton Barnes, Wiltshire, the one from August 14th, 2002. And that dolphin crop circle is actually set up to trigger in your subconscious some latent DNA. And also there was a reference as to what was the best thing that people could do for themselves right now on the planet, and one of the suggestions was the Pleiadian spinning techniques. And we're going to be doing and sharing with you the technique for the Pleiadian spinning a little bit later in the show tonight. So I wanted to make reference to that because synchronistically, I came across a piece by Jessica Schaub, and she's a crystal child. And although she's not really a child now, she's about 26, I believe, and found an interview with her at Project Camelot. And Jessica, I believe, is really well worth seeing her interview. A very amazing person. And she gives lots of information that I think is consistent with much of the material that we give on ET Yoga. She talks about thought creates. She gets into her concept of time. And, of course, Bashar has communicated that actually, although we view time as linear, it actually is happening simultaneously. And she has some very, very positive information concerning her opinion and her take and her expectations concerning Ascension and the year 2012. And I really especially liked some of her analogies with reference to some of the influences such as Illuminati or any types of influences that could be seen as either suppressive or could be viewed as a negative energy. And she likens that to a piece of coal that under extreme pressure eventually turns into a diamond. And I really like her take that to thank any of the dark energies that are helping us as a race and to turn out into such perfect end results as a diamond. And I would really recommend that you check out Jessica Schaub at Project Camelot. And in connection with some of that material about, you know, time and our perception of time, another great place to get some information along that avenue is from the David Wilcock information at Divine Cosmos. And one of the interviews that's actually right on the main website that's free for the viewers concerns some information that he gives out with respect to how our pineal gland works and how that our normal consciousness sort of comprises of one strand of time and three dimensions, but when the energy is inverted in the pineal gland, it comes out as three timelines in one dimension of space. And he even then draws further analogies to the fact that, in his opinion, many of the science fiction shows that have come about over the last few years actually have some basis in fact, and that actually there have been technologies built and either back engineered or retrieved from extraterrestrial craft that include the ability to utilize these technologies and actually in some cases in his opinion some of the craft may actually operate from one sitting in a chair of the craft and actually focusing and amplifying thought to the point where the actual person then determines the place, time, and space that the craft would then move to. And I liken this, and the reason I bring it up is because it all, to me, ties right into the whole concept of self-empowerment and how our inner beliefs, thoughts, and emotions create our outer experience. And again, with the in the David Wilcock perception, there has been the creation of stargates, and the he, in conjunction with another guy named Dan Burrish, have talked about an object called Looking Glass, which apparently is an object that works somewhat similar to the pineal gland, but is a physical apparatus that gives probable future outcomes. And if you want to really get into, you know, more detail on that subject, I would suggest the Dan Burrish interviews that are at Project Camelot as well, and the David Wilcock information that's at his website, Divine Cosmos. And the connection here actually is interesting because it ties into another person that we gave reference to last week, was the Russian scientist Valery Yuvarov. And his latest interview is also at Divine, or actually at Project Camelot. And he's one of the scientists that is actually doing some work with the magnetic poles right now. And he's basically stating that with the shift in the magnetic pole, the physical site of that, near the end of 2012, you know, will create some very amazing possibilities on the planet. And, of course, there's a lot of, on the behalf of some people, a lot of concern, you know, about changes that might take place at that time. And that's one of the reasons I really like Jessica Schaub's take on her view of 2012, which is similar to mine, that it's going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to humanity, and that it's just be some amazing, phenomenal experiences and possibilities that will be available at that time. And according to some of the David Wilcock information, he's saying that those people who have experimented with time travel, apparently all of them get to the point where after 2012 there's this just kind of a white snow, and there's not really a view of the probable outcome. And in conjunction with that, they have this amazing spiritual experience, one of experiencing like cosmic consciousness and whatever definition you'd like to, you know, put on becoming one with higher levels of energy. And to me, this all goes, you know, hand in hand with self-empowerment and maximizing the immune system, which to me is, you know, that's the focal point of ET Yoga and why ET Yoga came about, because there was a perceived need for the public at large to get as much information as possible concerning self-empowerment and then maximizing the immune system. And this particular person, Valery Yuvarov, the Russian scientist, he's gone into some, he's been involved with yoga and yoga masters, and actually mentions seven or eight on his interview that eventually, although they were very high spiritual beings, their physical bodies died of cancer, and because of an imbalance of energies in their body. And he kind of explains it as getting into drawing a light, you know, through the chakra system and getting into these wonderful states of meditation. But when the person then goes out into the world and is experiencing something else and distracted from that focus, the body's natural reaction is to speed up, because time actually slows down when you're in the meditative states, and does create some imbalances in the physical system. And he has actually been then working with pyramids, and I know in Russia they've built several pyramids that I know in the West we never hear about this, And they've done some amazing work with energies and people inside pyramids and things like seeds and seeds giving like 300% their normal yield after being in pyramids. And there's an amazing amount of research now going on about the pyramid structures. And clearly, being inside a pyramid has very positive benefits for a person's personal evolution, as well as helps to balance that energy. The yin and yang energies internally sort of resets your time clocks and is actually one of the, according to him, one of the best protections against cancer. And in fact, he also recommends the Wands of Horus, which in my terminology is called Egyptian healing rods. And we've been promoting Egyptian healing rods on ET Yoga for a long time. And they're not just for, people that have health issues. They're to enhance your personal evolution, enhance your ability to do reality creation, to boost the immune system. And in this day and age with the toxicities that are abundant in our environment and increasing all the time, it's a way to maintain or to enhance someone who is already in good health. And with this latest information concerning the balancing of energies, I highly, highly recommend them. I've been using mine for years. They're about $300, the research has indicated that 10 minutes with Egyptian healing rods is like an hour of acupuncture. And this was an item that was used only by the elite in Egypt, and certainly a very, very valuable tool in the New Age, because Yuvarov predicts that between now and the year 2012, people's health, those in poor health will deteriorate more rapidly. Obviously with cancer being one of the major problems, and even the World Health Organization has said by 2010 that cancer would be the number one cause of death in the world. So I'd like to pass that on, that Egyptian healing rods are certainly something to be looked into. And also with respect to 2012 and the different possible scenarios, clearly this concept that your expectation, even in some of these David Wilcock and Dan Burrish information, indicates that when certain people are utilizing these technologies such as Looking Glass, that their expectation colors the probable reality. And this is totally consistent with Bashar information. And I'll quote from you one of the explanations that Bashar gives about those probable realities around 2012. And Bashar says, I'll put it to you this way. There are an infinite number of probable Earths. Every single possible scenario will play out, and more precisely, is playing out now, since all time is actually simultaneous. However, whatever each individual's vibratory frequency is, that is the determining factor for what probable future reality or Earth they will experience. In that our civilization is communicating to this probable reality Earth, in other words, in that we are capable of having this conversation with you, then that is an indication that you are part and parcel of the probable reality Earth that will allow the positive energy, shall we say, to overbalance the negative. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And all the probable reality Earths that do decide to let the negative dominate in their future, we are not having conversations with in the same way at all. So I think, that's some pretty good news, to be more in the positive, probable reality Earth. And he actually goes on further to say that the basic thing to understand is that when individuals begin to lay down other systems, alternate systems, new ideas, and put them into place, then it will not really matter if the old systems crumble or collapse, for the new ones will be there ready and willing to take their place and take up what you call the slack. Now, at the same time, sometimes what you would call a break from the old paradigm may be a welcome thing and give individuals a chance to rethink how they go about setting up certain systems to allow them in the future to become far more flexible, less rigid, and this is a metaphor for how you really need to live your lives as well. So I'd simply overall suggest that you don't really worry about it, for I'll tell you this with absolute certainty, the more you worry about it being a problem, the more you magnetically will draw yourself into a circumstance where you will experience it as a problem. Instead, I would suggest that you allow yourself to treat it as an amazing opportunity to allow systems to shift and change very rapidly, and that you position yourself by your energy and your own certainty so that you will know that you will be where you need to be, when you need to be there, and so that you will experience, no matter what anybody else's experience, you will personally experience only a beneficial result from such a consequence instead of a negative one. And I know one of Bashar's, will be famous lines is, you can't experience what you're not the vibration of. And I know that in the Jessica Schaub material, she actually talks about the fact that a lot of people kind of are, in fear of some of the change that's coming about. And that, in one sense, she looks at it all as a new beginning. It's not like the end of the world, but it's the end of maybe a way of being that we've had for a long time. And a lot of people may fear that, but the idea is to throw a positive spin on all those types of situations. And this is the attitude that we take on ET Yoga as well, is that, okay, even if there is an economic collapse, well, throw a positive spin on it. You'll end up with a positive experience as the end result of it. Similarly with issues such as Ascension 2012 or any negativity in your life. The ideas to remember are to keep in mind that the primary job of the rational mind is to put a positive spin on outer circumstances. And thus you'll end up with positive experience. And those people that go through and create their own looking glass by having a negative expectations and in the vibration of fear will create the corresponding experience. And so, in one sense, I mean, science is all proving that these concepts that Bashar has been teaching for 25 years are true. And clearly that if you want to be in the best possible mental state, you need to keep your peace. And putting a positive spin on anything that you view as negative, and even from a logical point of view, when you go against a negative, all you do is perpetuate its existence and bring yourself down to that frequency. The idea is to create a new situation, a new positive experience, and with a new positive belief and expectation. In a sense, it's all up to you. I mean, you can view any situation you want as negative by placing negative judgment on that situation, but it's not going to give you a positive experience. And judgment on neutral events, and always keep in mind, as Bashar would say, events are neutral. They don't come with built-in meaning, which means economic collapse, which means, 2012. It means all the things that you would view or label as judgment. And the connecting ideas there are when you run energy through beliefs that are positive and in alignment with your higher self, you are connected then with emotions of joy and excitement and peace and gratitude. When you run that same energy through beliefs that are negative, you get correspondingly negative synchronicities and disharmonic experience. So, it all ties together. Now, we made reference prior to the information given by the Pleiadians that was also recommended by the some of the crystal children. And this information actually came about first, as far as I'm aware of, through Barbara Marciniak's information in Bringers of the Dawn. And from Bringers of the Dawn, the Pleiadians state, from our point of view, you all have knowledge and you just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you from your location of experience are out there moaning and groaning saying, we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitation. With a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them, call them to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I do well and be provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others. These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. Another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move left to right, spinning round and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33 spins very slowly. If you are able to work up to 33 spins 3 times a day so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we will see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level, press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet, a shoulder's width apart, so that you feel anchored and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning, and we will add a postscript to these. As you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate, we would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water. Fresh water, purified water, or spring water, water acts as a conduit or conductor, and it keeps your system open and flowing. Now, in ET Yoga, we've talked a lot about water and the effects of putting positive vibration into water, as proven by Dr. Masaru Emoto, and the power of water, water is a perfect reflector of consciousness, so that when you place symbols around your containers of water or infuse music, positive music such as Bach, Beethoven, which have been shown to have a positive effect on DNA, or giving love and gratitude, putting it into your water, all these are ways to enhance the quality of the water, and the actually changes the molecular structure of the water that you put in your body. And with respect to the Pleiadian spinning, I know I've been doing these a long time, and one of those techniques that, in my opinion, is one that I would not want to go without doing. I start off with palms together at chest level, focusing on the thumbs. In the northern hemisphere, you rotate clockwise. In the southern hemispheres, you would rotate counterclockwise. And if you're doing this properly, you need to keep really well focused on your thumbs. And I usually, as I'm spinning, I usually use a count like ohm 1, ohm 2 as I'm doing the spinning. If you're finding you're losing your balance, you're doing something wrong, your feet should be about a foot apart at the base. And it's kind of like riding a bicycle. Once you get the knack of it, you do it quite easily, and you shouldn't be falling around. Or if you're not doing it properly, yeah, you're going to fall down. But it's a technique that once you catch on to, do it slowly at first, and gradually increase your capacity, as suggested by the Pleiadians. And once you're able to work up to the 33 spins, and then gradually work up to 66 and then 99. Interesting information as well with respect to the spinning is that the connection there with the breathing techniques, and my suggestion there is clearly the yogic pranayams. Because that's an excellent way to utilize, you know, a breathing program. And at the MaxwellGreenSite.com, there is a lot of information there concerning all deep breathing programs in the e-books. And that was information as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda concerning the pranayams. And certainly, you know, you can do a routine in the morning. And I sort of combine the use of the Egyptian healing rods with because they're like being in a pyramid. And so when I'm in doing the Egyptian healing rods, I actually take that time as double purpose, not only holding the rods, but also to do my visualizations and also my giving thanks and gratitude. And it's a great time to sort of do a two-in-one, especially if you're a busy person with a hectic schedule. In a 15-minute period, those are two techniques you can do, your visualizations, giving your thanks and gratitude, because I think that's an important thing to do on a daily basis. And also you're going to involve yourself with boosting your immune system. And the pranayams themselves you can do in 15 minutes. The spinning, even if you do 99 spins at different times during the day, or at some point you could work up to doing them in the same hour, only really take about 5 minutes. So it leaves you plenty of time for doing the pillar of light technique, which say is another 10 or 15 minutes. So, you know, in an hour, you can really do all the techniques that you need to do with respect to maximizing your personal evolutionary growth. Now, another I find amazing concept is this whole idea of the Merkaba. And if you're not familiar with counter-rotating tetrahedrons, I would suggest you punch that up on the internet. Counter-rotating tetrahedrons, counter-rotating pyramids. Because when one is upside down and the other is right side up and they're inside each other, they actually counter-rotate in opposite directions. And to get a visual feeling for that, I would suggest there are some on the internet where you can, you know, see this concept. And information has it that we're all actually inside a Merkaba. And I never really had any formal training with activating the Merkaba. Most people have learned the version taught by Dronvalo, Melchizedek, through the Flower of Life organization. I started when I spotted a 3D Merkaba on the net and used it to visualize myself sitting inside it. And then I picked up information that everything in 3D has a Merkaba around it, which makes total sense to me. I then found under the Shambhala Multidimensional Healing Network site the following Merkaba meditation. Now, quote, okay, so let's just start in a usual way. Take some deep breaths and release the breaths. See the light, see the love, trigger the light. Just feel the whole of your body expanding. Feel your subatomic particles, your molecular structure becoming activated with light, becoming activated with love. Now we're going to work with our star tetrahedrons. Our static and counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields. So what I'd like you to do as you're breathing deeply, as you're breathing in, to just see if you can feel, if you can, your counter-rotating star tetrahedrons and your static star tetrahedron becoming activated with this energy of love, this energy of light, the Mahatma energy. The static star tetrahedron is a pyramid that basically surrounds your body. So if you start off visualizing yourself inside a pyramid, and then inside that pyramid would be inserted the two tetrahedrons that are in with one inverted and intertwining. Now affirm that my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 3/10 the speed of light. And pause. Then affirm my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 5/10 or half the speed of light now. And then pause. Then affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are now counter-rotating in a balanced way at 7/10 the speed of light now. Then affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 9/10 the speed of light now, and pause. Then affirm, my counter-rotating star tetrahedron fields are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 9.99 the speed of light now. Now I'd like you to focus on expanding the top part of your star tetrahedrons, which is a three-sided pyramidal structure coming to a point. I'd like you to feel and visualize this top part of your star tetrahedron stretching outwards above your head, onwards and upwards multidimensionally. First of all, connecting with the fifth dimensional Christ consciousness grid about 75 miles above the surface of your planet Earth. This connection with the Christ consciousness grid, feel the love, feel the Chrisid loving energies flowing into your energy field and empowering you with the energy of love. Now see and feel the bottom point of this star tetrahedron connecting with the central crystal of Mother Earth. Now I've also done this emitting the connection with the Christ grid and affirming that once you get to my counter-rotating star tetrahedrons are counter-rotating at 9.99% the speed of light, that then they go to counter-rotating at faster than the speed of light. And I've had what I call very good meditations and experiences using both these methods. And then I came across an article on the Dan Winter website called Merkaba Tilt. And an unknown speaker learned the basic version taught by Dronvalo through the Flower of Life organization. And he says, I then took a workshop from an individual who was traveling around the country professing to teach advanced Merkaba techniques. However, no matter what technique I learned from him or anyone else, my higher self told me that it was not complete. There was always something missing. I wasn't sure what that was, but I was determined to find out. I got a clue of the missing piece after taking the advanced course. He taught various geometric forms other than... Hi, everybody. I guess we had a bit of a technical problem there and a bit of a glitch. So as I was saying, this person kept finding that there were pieces missing in information. So anyway, it was not complete enough to satisfy him. And about a year later, he spent some time with Dan Winter, and in conversations he discussed the Merkaba, and he mentioned that the head needed to tilt back 32 degrees, entering phi golden mean ratio, before it could actually transcend the speed of light. Well, I don't know phi from pi, but when he said that, every cell in my body twinkled, and I knew I had finally found the answer. I tried the technique, as did my friend, and the sensation was amazing. It was not like any other Merkaba activation we had ever experienced. The 32-degree tilt is also the tilt angle of the chin of the Sphinx and corresponds to the pump mechanism of the Kundalini. You may experience this yourself when you do the technique. When your head tilts back and your Merkaba spins faster than the speed of light, you may notice that your anus involuntarily contracts and your Kundalini becomes active along the spine. I understand that the head tilt is now being shown in one of the Flower of Life videos, though I haven't seen it personally. Okay, now you want the bottom line. Let's put it together and make it usable. It's easy and fast, and here's how it goes. First, sit with your spine straight as you want your central channel unobstructed. Come to the point in your meditation in which you visualize your star tetrahedron around you and you say, equal speed. Exhale or blow. Next, inhale and visualize a cube around the tetrahedron and say 3421. Exhale or blow. Inhale and see a dodecahedron around the cube and say 9/10 the speed of light. Exhale or blow. Inhale and tilt your head back about 32 degrees and imagine your cube tilting back into the dodecahedron. Say, faster than the speed of light. Exhale or blow. Notice as the head tilts back that a type of pump is formed from the tilt of the head, the straight spine, and the angle of the sacrum. Relax with the head resting back, and notice if your spine becomes hot or tingling as your Kundalini activates. Also be aware of the terrific spin of your Merkaba. You may find yourself almost locked into this position as it feels cleansing, open, and awe-inspiring. When you are ready, straighten your head back to its normal position. And my experience is consistent with this writer and his friend, and is the superior method. And I find that when I do the Pleiadian Pillar of Light meditation, actually that my head naturally locks into a 32-degree back tilt as well. And I offer these various options so that the listener can follow, you know, their own guidance systems. And in conjunction with this, not only because of the disconnection there with the broadcast, as I'm coming to you from Europe, that I'd like to mention that you can take your time and go through and study this information again at the MaxwellGreenSight.com under the program XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. This Merkaba technique is as explained as well as the Sri Ramana Whom Am I technique and the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation and the Pleiadian Pillar of Light and Spinning Techniques are all on the same tape, and that's at MaxwellGreenSight.com, and that's available for $19.95 if you're interested in, you know, taking your time and going through that material. So I'd like to also mention that since we're talking about techniques and programs, that the most, as amazing as all these techniques are, and you know, you kind of, you're drawn to the ones that you're attracted to, and those are the ones that are right for you at the given time. I have to mention the Bashar's Transforming Core Beliefs, because it's very little known. And if I was to rank techniques, you know, to me, there's so many powerful ones, and the ones we've shared with you this evening, this XYZ one, if you do that, you know, on a regular basis, it's an amazing technique. All the Pleiadian techniques. I mean, we're talking about activating latent DNA. That's what the Pillar of Light does. It rebundles and activates latent DNA. I mean, these are techniques that are, to me, they're amazing. And yet, as amazing as they are, if I was to say what's the most powerful single technique that I personally have ever done, it is the technique taught by Bashar, and it's called Transforming Core Beliefs. And you can order this at www.bashar.org. And the Transforming Core Beliefs is actually a 90-day program, and it's connected with remembering your dreams. And I guess the connection there is clearly that you connect highest with your higher self during sleep. And you do write down your dream, your first impressions of your dreams, or what you remember in the morning. You connect that with a yantra that's called the Jagged Spiral that is also it's provided through the Bashar website. When you do the proper meditation as taught in this program, and you do it for about, it only takes about 15 minutes a day, for a 90-day period, it's just unbelievable, that it just totally opens you up. And this, technique is, was brought to us by Bashar. Bashar said prior to giving the technique that he had to have special permission in order to make this information available to us at this time. And to me that really says it all, because, okay, Bashar is basically bleeding us information, you know, and in my opinion, it's, you know, among the top information on the planet that's available to the public, and we certainly try to bring that to our listeners on ET Yoga. So, Transforming Core Beliefs, amazing, 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 as well as the healing rods, the crop circles, the connections here with all this material, because it all sort of ties, you know, it ties together. And as usual, on ET Yoga, I'd like to wish everyone great success with doing these techniques, and certainly I'd love to hear from you about your success doing any techniques that you hear on ET Yoga, and you can email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca, and I'd like to wish everyone my sincerest best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and I hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds.